good afternoon, and thank you for coming and not running outside in the beautiful sun. I am particularly proud of the two programs about which I'm going to speak this afternoon, and very pleased that two of my colleagues who do this work are in the audience with us. The Health Ambassadors and the Health Guides provide a critical connection between our community and the healthcare providers that provide them with care. I have no relationships to disclose. I'd like to thank my co-authors, Dr. Omar Khan, who's the medical director of our section, as well as the service line lead for primary care and community medicine at ChristianaCare, Dr. Raymer, who helps us with research, Christopher Moore, who helps with the senior program manager, who helps with the Health Ambassador Program, and Carla Ponte, who is the project coordinator, program coordinator for both the ambassadors and the guides. So, acknowledgement, ChristianaCare Health System. I am part of the Department of Family and Community Medicine. The Excel program that is funded by CTR has backed us. AstraZeneca has generously funded the Health Guide program over the years, and the Delaware Division of Public Health currently funds the Health Ambassador program. This odd picture is a picture of the Wilmington Hospital, of which we're very proud. Years ago, ChristianaCare migrated to the suburbs after being in the city for years and finally came back and developed this beautiful, renovated this beautiful hospital. Christiana is the largest private employer in Delaware. We have two hospitals and three emergency rooms, and we are affiliated with the Sidney Kimmel Medical College at Thomas Jefferson with more than 280 medical dental residents and fellows. We have extensive outpatient services, and as you can see, provided $27 million in charity care for FY14. So why is there a need? Coordinating the medical care of our patients to ensure the best clinical outcomes and optimal health for our community is a challenge, and that's nothing that all of you don't know. Most of the barriers to care are not related to the medical service provided, nor are they visible when the patients come through our doors. They live in poverty, they have substandard housing, they live in neighborhoods that are not safe. They don't have transportation or access to transportation. They have issues with health literacy, and even today with the marketplace, they are still uninsured. And then they come to us, and we expect them to navigate our very complex and fragmented healthcare system. So our solutions were health guides. They assist, they work on the inside of the hospital mostly, in one of our healthcare centers, providing primary, where primary care is provided, and they navigate patients through the system and connect them to community resources. And they work with the social work team, they work with the medical providers, and then the health ambassadors are what we call our feet on the ground. And they're in our community providing health education and referrals to critical services, and they connect to the guides and they connect to the other services inside the walls of the hospital. So ChristianaCare's Department of Family Medicine implemented the Health Guide program in 2007 to address the barriers to care, and the Health Guides coordinate services for patients seen at our major primary care practices in Wilmington. The support they provide includes financial screening, connection to Medicaid. We also had funding for the marketplace, and we did marketplace assisting for two enrollment periods. And we also connect them with ChristianaCare financial services. If they come to us and they don't have primary care, we connect them. Prescription assistance. We had one patient walk out of the adult medicine office with 19 prescriptions. What do they do? So we have guides that will go online, go to the big pharmas, fill out the applications for them, direct them to stores in the community that have discounted prescription prices. And last, we connect them to medical and public health resources. In 2013, we were very fortunate to obtain funding from Delaware Division of Public Health for our Health Ambassador Program. They work primarily in Wilmington, but they have now expanded into the most northern county in Delaware, New Castle County. They provide maternal and child health education, such as safe sleep, breastfeeding. They connect to the home visiting program. They connect to primary care, and they make referrals to services to improve and support the health of our people. So here's a great picture. Our health ambassadors hosted a back-to-school program. This is our office across the street from Wilmington Hospital. And what we did, or what they did, was they gave out backpacks to the families. We had a tent full of exhibitors who were providing education. Of course, we had food. We had our Camp Fresh adolescents who came, and they did crafts with the kids, and they did exercises with the kids. And the guides and the ambassadors worked together as a team to, in our community, to link what's going on in the community back to what's going on inside the hospital, and hopefully eliminate barriers and improve access. Here, the health guides, together the health guides and ambassadors build trust with the patients, both inside the walls of the healthcare system and in their community. In the purple shirt, which is the color for our health ambassadors, is Shirley. And we did a community baby shower this summer at a local school. So we had the entire gymnasium filled with exhibitors. We had cribs for kids there, giving out cribs to moms who had no cribs for their children that they were about to bear. So it was a great, great event. And then across in the auditorium, we did two sessions of education, and we provided child care. So what have they done? What have they achieved? A lot of it is just, you know, numbers, but it's what they do as they are reaching these people. The health guides assisted over 2,700 patients over the past year. We did 1,700 financial screenings for dental patients, and while they were in our offices, we were also connecting them to care. We did 137 pharmacy assistants, which is down considerably, thankfully, because Delaware did expand their Medicaid program and because there are more people on the marketplace. Health ambassadors. They reached almost 25,000 individuals over the past year, just five of them, and almost 6,200 referrals to services, including primary care and home visiting. The ambassadors were either attended or helped host 149 events, including health fairs. The health guides and the health ambassadors forge relationships with the patients, with the providers, and improved outcomes have been demonstrated as a result of these connections. Those relationships and the trust that is built is what really contributes to the health, the positive health of these those in our community. The guides and the ambassadors are the missing link for optimal health care. They address the social determinants of health and connect the communities to the providers who care for them. So, opportunities. Christiana Care's expertise in managing community programs with evaluation support, along with funding, has allowed us to expand both the guide and the ambassador program. This benefits the community and the population served. Soon, actually 12-1, the guides will now be embedded. They will be alongside the provider. So if a provider is seeing a patient and they encounter something they can't deal with, they can step out, grab the, not literally grab, but, and get the guide and bring them in and have them help. Changes in the healthcare system, our models, are providing us with the opportunity to expand our health ambassador program beyond just maternal and child health. And also an important part is research and evaluation is an integral part of our community health and preventive medicine programs and is led by Dr. Brian Raymer. And he is working with Deanne Gaffney from Hopkins on a study of the Health Guide program. So thank you. Any questions?
Take one or two specific questions since we have time about this program, and then we'll try and make sure we stay on track, and broader questions can be asked at the end.
What kind of training do you give your guides and your ambassadors? The guides don't receive any specific training. They got motivational interviewing, so that was specific. They are community educators, so they're either training
There's another question here, I think.
Is there any screening or referral for social determinants of health, like things around transportation or utilities or housing?
It's part of the conversations that we have. So part of what we try to determine is what are the barriers. So it's a part of the conversation that the ambassadors and the clients have. We don't have a particular checklist, but we do try to sort of delve into what's going on.
What, when you put guides in every provider's office, what is the ratio of guides to patients today?
Well, actually, we're going to start in the healthcare center, and there is an area outside the patient room where all the physicians do their notes and will be there. I don't even know the ratio. There'll be one guide on call and in there, and one program has probably, 62 residents, and then attending. So, ratio is not very good, but we also have two more guides down the hallway that can come and help. So we're right there, right outside the primary care offices at the healthcare center, and then there'll be one that will be right inside and available.
I'm actually from Newcastle County, Delaware, so this is particularly exciting to see this presentation. You mentioned that you tracked the number of referrals that you all made, or that the guides made. Was there any follow-up to whether those referrals were then followed through in an actual appointment?
Well, I'm going to point to Zena sitting out there. And actually for the ambassador program, we do have an established process for following up with our referrals.
You can go ahead with the health ambassadors. The health ambassadors, they refer to a variety of services.
We have time for maybe one more question before we move on to our next speaker.